You're listening to On the Sidewalk again. I'm your host, Beth Cunningham, and this is episode number one. Today's episode is titled, Commuting is Lacking Community. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Promoting transit and accessible housing for workers may seem like a simple answer, but as a California law to increase housing density near mass transit stations shows, it is not as simple as it sounds. Traffic congestion pricing, congested roads, has been proposed to counter rising travel times. The program would reduce the number of vehicles traveling alone by up to $1.5 billion a year, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. Finally, the report stresses the importance of improving public transport and calls for an increase in the number of supercommuters on the region's most expensive subways. The report concludes that the growth of the share of supercommuters is likely to continue, as more households are displaced from expensive cities and inner cities without major investment in public transport. In 2016, the U.S. Census Bureau found that the average commuter took more than 26 minutes to get to work, an increase of 1.5 minutes from 2015. That number may sound like less than much. After all, 26 minutes is enough time to finish a podcast, but some historians argue that a half-hour commute since caveman days is optimal. Since the census began in 1980, the average American has covered more than 1.5 minutes a day than in 1990. Driving distances longer than 45 minutes have increased by 12% over that period, and 90-minute commutes are 64% more common than in 1990, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. According to a recent study by the National Institute of Mental Health (NIMH), not only do we have less time for ourselves, but we are also in a terrible mental state. Interestingly, 37% of people with significant work commitments are more likely to have financial worries. Blau and Allen are part of a growing national problem of commuters who rely largely on public transportation, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation, for economic reasons. The problem is so-called extreme commuters, like Blau, who spend 90 minutes or more by bus or train because skyrocketing housing costs in the Washington region and other metropolitan areas mean they cannot afford to live closer to their workplace. Gas and transit prices are likely to play a major role, but interestingly, they are not the only factors. It also sweeps hourly, wage workers who may have had difficulty finding affordable housing and spend a disproportionate amount of time traveling to and from work on broken and unreliable transit systems. Nationwide, 3.1 million workers commuted for supercommuters in 2015, up from 2.5 million in 2010, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. In 2016, that number rose to 4 million, and the number of super commuters rose to 1.2 million, a 1,000% increase from the previous year. Joe Courtright of the City Observatory has criticized this obsession, pointing out that the growth of super commuters over the past decade is largely due to economic growth, and the number of commuters involved in this grim daily ritual by car has remained largely the same. Many of these super commuter stories are also about people who take highly skilled jobs in cities without uprooting their families. There's the chief medical officer commuting from his Manhattan home to neighboring Boston, or a chief operating officer flying to Toronto or Vancouver every week. They are determined to move their jobs out of the city without uprooting their families. The railroad has no idea what will manifest itself in the congestion at the stops, Ugai told Rapala, but pointed out that the volume is likely to be much higher than in the past due to lower commuter numbers and public transport. He predicted that waiting times outside stations will be about 2 to 3 hours, in addition to the usual 2 to 3 hours waiting time inside the station. In response to the risk of infection, Ugai said many commuters had begun switching to active modes of transport such as cycling and walking. One might assume that less healthy people are more likely to continue to commute actively, which creates a zero trend compared to passive and active modes of transport. They start with a higher percentage of people with low blood pressure, diabetes, obesity and heart disease. The financial security required to travel long distances by car instead of public transport and the choice of place of residence are linked to good health in a way that was not fully taken into account in the analysis. However, a stressful life situation in which one feels it necessary, such as a job loss or divorce, is not associated with negative health consequences, which means that there is no reverse cause. The assessment of commuter time may have been influenced by the mood of respondents. Negative moods can be responsible for the exaggeration of commute time by dependent misclassifications, which leads to increased association estimates. This was Commuting is Lacking Community, by On the Sidewalk Again, and this was episode number 1. My name is Beth Cunningham, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.